Thank you very much, Padmadaka. Brothers in the Dharma, brothers in the intimate mind. Could be a long one, could be a complex one. So rouse yourselves, get here, don't drift. So yesterday we heard about Mahasattva Fu. Fu, Qi and Wu, Mahasattva Fu. We heard about how he expounded the Diamond Sutra, how he demonstrated the Diamond Sutra, how he showed the Diamond Sutra's great function of destroying, smashing like a thunderbolt, any fixed ideas about self, world, life, even spiritual life, spiritual attainment. We saw how he showed to Emperor Wu the great emptiness, how he destroyed in order to give life, as the Zen texts put it. Yes, the Zen masters likened to the jewel sword of the Diamond King. The Diamond King is the enlightened mind itself, perfectly pure and clear, radiant mind, in which there's no separation between self and other. And this jewel sword, the jewel sword of the Diamond King, is the dynamic functioning and expression of that mind, of that heart, of that enlightened heart. And it's a double-edged sword. It destroys, it cuts away all that is false, all that is confused, all that restricts, all that causes pain. But this sword also gives life. It restores, it renews your true being, the real human, as the great Lin Chi puts it, the real human, the true human. That rises up when the jewel sword of the Diamond King is wielded. It's revealed, the enlightened mind is revealed as you. It's a very important message there, I think. If you cannot create, if you cannot give life, you cannot destroy. You must not destroy. It's very easy to go around seeing what's wrong. It's very easy to criticise. It's very easy to carp. It's very easy to stand apart and fault find. It's very easy. It's very safe. In the end, of course, you only destroy yourself. You think you're wielding a wonderful sword of wisdom, but you're actually cutting yourself, a death by a thousand cuts. You can only really cut if you can restore and renew. We go away on retreat at Christmas and the New Year. We move away from the parties, from all that food and drink and all the rest of it. We cut away, we simplify, but only in order to restore ourselves, only in order to renew ourselves. We go into the tiger's cave, the cave up to which there are human footprints, but which there are no human footprints coming back. We go into the tiger's cave to be consumed, but we return a different man. So I mentioned yesterday that the Diamond Sutra was hugely influential on the development of Chan and Zen. I mentioned how it was recited, meditated upon, even used to transmit the enlightened mind itself. I told you about Hui Neng, the sixth Chan patriarch, going at night to his teacher Hung Zhen, and how during the recitation of the Diamond Sutra, Hui Neng was suddenly, immediately awakened. The words were used by Hung Zhen as a means, a vehicle, a medium to transmit the enlightened mind itself. Now, before the time of Hung Zhen, it seems that another Buddhist text was used in China as the means to transmit enlightenment. And this text was the Saddharma Lankavatara Sutra, the Sutra of the Dharma's entry, the true Dharma's entry into Sri Lanka. And this great sutra is associated with the great figure of Bodhidharma. So let me say something about Bodhidharma. Some of you heard about him last week, but you can't hear too much about Bodhidharma.